Do you find it as insulting as I do when the Democrats come out and they tell you, oh, no, you don't understand the economy. It's actually doing fine. The fact that, you know, going to McDonald's is a $40 proposition if you got a couple people in the car. You know, don't look at that. Everything's fine. You just don't understand. You're just a little dolt. You're not very smart if you think the economy's not good. I mean, Bidenomics and Joe Biden, Joe Biden's working every day to save you money. He's working hard to bring down costs every single day for you, simpleton American. You're just dumb. I mean, I find that completely insulting. They dismiss the concerns of average Americans, working people, the middle class, every single day. They dismiss it every single day. And the economy, despite claims from the Biden team and them talking about how great Bidenomics is in the economy, is despite all that, it's crushing people. Lots of ordinary people getting crushed. How do I know? Well, here is an example from the state of Maine. Listen to this.
There was a lot of money out there to be able to buy food during COVID-19. It was a stressful time, of course, but it also came with some resources. And that money has dried up at this point. It's happened right about the same time as food prices have increased.
The economy is a real challenge for everyone right now. I don't care who you are. Ends aren't meeting. It seems like things have gotten so expensive, especially up here. It appears to be the electricity and the fuel costs.
Both say these conditions have led to an increase in use of the pantries.
Statewide, we've been seeing a 30%+ increase in usage in pantries across the state of Maine. Speaking with different pantry leaders, we've got 20+, 25+ in the county that we serve. Everybody's reporting increased usage. I mean, some as much as 50% compared to what they would have been doing a year ago.
I mean, think about that. The increase of 50% and getting worse. This is the way it was during the pandemic, except the pandemic's over. And all that free make-believe money has dried up as well. So the pantries, and that's true across the country. It's not just true in Maine. It's true across the country that these people have challenges. These people have challenges getting other people fed. The demand on food pantries is absolutely remarkable. And the Democrats continue to tell you, it's all fine, you don't understand. Look, people do understand. And that's why even here, in the very liberal, left of center, very progressive Asheville, North Carolina, where I am right now, we talked to a number of people who said, I can't vote for Biden. Can't vote for this again. Uber drivers and other people that work here. The only people we found that were Biden supporters, even here in Asheville, or far left of center people who refused to understand, wealthy people, by the way, that we ran into, obviously wealthy people who had owned newspapers and sold them. They're supporting Joe Biden, but they're not affected by the economy. They're not affected by the price of gas being $3 or $3.50 or $4. They're not impacted by that at all. And so Democrats should be scared, and they're scared of a couple of things that I know. How scared of RFK Jr. are the Democrats? Oh, pretty significantly, I'd say. How do I know? This should give you an idea. Listen.
In 2016, third-party candidates got 5.8% of the vote. That's one out of every 17 voters cast a ballot for a third-party candidate. And in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the Green Party candidate got more votes than Hillary Clinton lost those states by. In 2020, 1.9%, one out of every 50 voters, the third-party candidate. And in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, the Libertarian candidate got more votes than Donald Trump lost those states by. So even if they get a very small fraction of the vote, if it's in the right places, it can cause enormous harm.
Yeah, and there you have it. That's why they hate RFK Jr. That's why they're rolling out so many attack ads on him. But now he has his running mate, Kennedy Shanahan. That's your ticket for the independent candidacy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he's picking up 5 to 15 points, some places more. It would be divine if he could carry California for us. It would be absolutely divine. Yeah, that would be a remarkable thing. Mentally deficient Janet Yellen. One more thing before we go to the end of this little conversation. Mentally deficient. She is incompetent. She is the dumbest person in government, is Janet Yellen, I believe. She is. And Joe Biden came out after the Key Bridge collapse and said, we're going to pay for the whole thing. We're just going to get it done. Pay for it. Why would we pay for it? The ship was flagged out of Singapore. It was rented from Maersk, you know, the giant shipping company that's from the Netherlands, a Dutch shipping company, giant global company. Why would we pay for the bridge? Don't they have insurance policies? Well, Janet Yellen, once again, somebody has to go correct Joe Biden. Here she is.
The president said he wants the federal government. He made a pledge. The federal government will pay for the bridge repair and recovery. I know there's a lot of money in the Inflation Reduction Act that's already been appropriated, but beyond that, will you need appropriations? Will the taxpayers be on the hook?
I'm not sure what the details are. We have money from the bipartisan infrastructure law that could potentially be helpful. My expectation would be that ultimately there'll be insurance payments in part to cover this, but we don't want to allow worrying about where the financing is coming to hold up reconstruction.
Well, I you don't want to hold up reconstruction, but she touched on it. There's insurance money that is available and should be available, no question. And you saw that event happen, and you think to yourself, wow, what could happen? Nobody knows when the next crisis is going to happen. Certainly a medical crisis could be right around the corner. Whether it's a pandemic or something much more mundane, are you prepared? That's the question. Your family needs to be. And that's where the wellness company comes in. You know, the wellness company, great doctors like Peter McCullough, who's on this program from time to time, they've put together great medical kits that you can trust. In fact, they are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you and your family safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin, the Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications from anthrax or tick bites, whatever it may be, even a bioweapon. The Wellness Company's medical kit is exactly what you need to have on hand. You'll have antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. It's all there. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. You'll save 10% by doing that. twc.health/Gruber. Get your kits. Get prepared. Be ready for whatever happens. It's the Steve Gruber Show.